Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth. If you're looking for cuisine that will blow you away, I mean, Darren, the chef, he does things that nobody else does. Global cuisine at its best. Visit eatprovender.com. And we have some guests in the studio this morning, Shawnee, as we do every week with City Scene.
Yeah, I think we're starting with our Ellsworth police, our Ellsworth city manager, Charlie Pierce, going to talk about some drainage issues, right?
Oak Street. So last year we had the flooding. It seemed to get taken care of. Now it's all flooded again. So we know there's got to be more to the story. What's going on?
Yeah, Paul, thank you for this one. I was sad about the situation, excited to get this. It came at the perfect timing, actually. I was just about to go into our public works meeting when I got this. So I talked to our highway foreman and our public works director, and that was like a 20-minute conversation. So one of the joys of being city manager is you get to really deep dive in this interesting stuff. But so, yeah, there was issue last year. We believe there's kind of a basin starting to collapse. It's kind of Ellsworth's old infrastructure. There wasn't exactly city engineers, planning out the entire city in the early 1900s and others as things were growing. So this is actually clay pipe down there. 4 feet should be 6 feet. So there's a pipe collapse. I just sent you some pics, Paul. You can maybe post your show.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, yeah.
Some of the work they did there last year, but they've also just been clearing it by just pumping it off the street. So it's a much bigger fix that's needed. We kind of have a few areas we're attacking this from. One is, and just to give listeners a little bit of a feeling for where this is at, that, we've really got to fix this all the way from Oak Street down to Lower Park Street to School Street to Church Street, to the fire department. That's how, it's a total stormwater infrastructure upgrade. We've got some funding secured through DEP to do this. It's a multi-million dollar project. It's kind of the final solution. There's also supposed to be some congressionally directed spending where Maine DOT is going to be redoing that part of the road, and it would tie in. That's potentially held up as some of the recent congressionally directed spending stuff's on pause. But we're hopeful that'll get back online either way. But we have our funding secured for the drainage side of it. So that's the final solution. But in the near term, we've also recently purchased a vac truck we were paying like over $50,000 a year to have a private company kind of blow out some of these stormwater areas. And now we have our own truck to do that. So we're going to really try to also do something in the near term. And in the medium term, if we need to, we might think there's easements, multiple different private property owner easements, if we had to do something more extensive to solve the problem. So,
all right. Well, thank you. We figured there's always more to the story.
Yeah.
So you're the city's on it. It's an old system, and you guys, it's on the plan.
It is on the plan. All right. And we have the team to do it. They're really laser focused on getting this one done. So, and they've started to do much bigger projects like this to do longer term solutions, not just short term fixes.
Excellent. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from the police chief on City Scene, all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar in Ellsworth with Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth. For a delicious meal, a one-of-a-kind experience, try them. And maybe you already have. Go back. Visit them at eatprovender.com. And Shawnee, now we have the police chief with us with this morning's City Scene.
Yeah, we're so excited to have Ellsworth Police Chief Troy Beers. And you guys have started a great new program with the Aristic Mental Health Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, good morning. So back when I was appointed chief back in July, we started with conversations with Aristic Mental Health to bring on a mental health worker to work within our agency. Through several meetings, as of January 1st, we hired a new mental health worker, Olivia Brown. She's been with us, works right out of the police department. We have an office for her there. All the cost from that is bared pretty much by AMHC through grant work. So on our end, we just provide a vehicle, some equipment to help make her safe when she was out there, some training. To date, she's been on 56 calls and been used on 27 of those calls, helping out people with social mental crisis, which that really brings, takes a load off our officers when we can turn that type of call off to her.
I was going to ask that. I know that a lot of the work that your officers deal with now, really, there are so many mental health issues. So it must be a really nice addition to the team.
Oh, definitely. It was a adjustment period there. The guys are getting to know her. She's getting to know them. She's getting more comfortable going on calls. They're more comfortable having her. The more she goes, the more she's involved. The more the guys that she's working with are involved, we kind of get an idea of what type of calls that she's going to be best serving the public on and helping us out with some of our, taking the load off so they can turn that type of call off and they can get back onto the more routine type calls that we get.
All right. Excellent. That's fantastic
to
hear.
Great program, yeah.
All the work that's going on behind the scenes. And that's another edition of City Scene. You can listen online. We'll post this shortly at star977.com. City Scene brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar in downtown Ellsworth. Visit eatprovender.com.